This is KERA News. Reconnecting after a year of separation and loss is a work in progress. KERA and the Dallas Morning News are collaborating to document how the pandemic has changed arts and culture in North Texas. Today brings a story co-reported by KERA's Jerome Weeks and Tim Diovanni, classical music writer at the Morning News. They checked in on the joy and anxiety of returning to live performances. Here's Jerome.
My name is Sara Cardona. I am the executive director of Teatro Dallas. We're all together.
Actually, Teatro Dallas has been playing to live audiences since March. This is the last of their cabaret evenings. We're at Artstillery, the experimental performance venue in West Dallas. Performing like this, in unconventional spaces to reach different neighborhoods, isn't new for Teatro, with or without the pandemic. Audience member Lisa Bailey's from Oak Cliff.
We got our vaccine, so we were comfortable coming out. Teatro's always been very safe, and since it's outside, we are all in.
Teatro Dallas has retained COVID precautions, like open-air shows, and some 50 people felt safe enough to come here tonight. When asked why, many, like Bailey, cite those precautions and their vaccinations. Andrew Scott lives near downtown Dallas. He salutes the efforts from arts groups to keep live performing arts alive.
The arts really stepped it up during this time. They came up with ways for people to safely come and experience culture, and we got to thank them for that.
Talk shows and commercials have been hyping the pandemic's hoped-for end, plus our eager return to in-person activities. Though not everyone's so enthusiastic, many people are cautious for a reason. More than 40% of all Texans have yet to get a single COVID shot. Lori Whitaker is an arts goer from Irving. She's one of 300 people surveyed about the North Texas art scene by KERA and the Dallas Morning News.
I am still very hesitant to go back to any event in person. And I've been vaccinated since the end of January. So I'm still gravitating toward art programs that are available online. I can watch at my own comfort.
Last fall, the Dallas Symphony was one of the first professional orchestras in America to restart live concerts. The performances featured extensive safety protocols, including a reduced orchestra playing for a reduced audience. Even so, the DSO says its regular patrons still want to return. Kim Noltemy is DSO president.
We did a survey a couple of months ago, and at that time, only 5% indicated that they were hesitant to come back or that they may not come back.
Like the DSO, the Mesquite Symphony Orchestra plans on returning full force this fall. It's mostly a volunteer orchestra, but they've also performed live with safety measures. Ashley Skidmore, the assistant concertmaster, says their first concert brought back the joy of performing in public.
And I really found myself feeling very emotional on stage, like I almost cried at the end of our concert, simply because we were getting to do this again.
Not worth rehashing what's happened this past year, so let me just say, welcome back to live theater.
Jeffrey Schmidt, Theater 3's artistic director, says the chaos caused by COVID forced his company to be resourceful.
All we've done is deal with change. To the point now where we're presented with a challenge, it's just like water off our backs, you know.
That's why Theater 3 is here, outdoors at the Capel Senior Center, with a stripped-down, straw hat and suitcase version of the Broadway show, The Music Man. It's the first fully professional theater production in North Texas in more than a year, and it's designed to emphasize the communal contact of live theater. Schmidt says in the future he hopes Theater 3 will return to Capel to serve this new audience. But will that audience be going out to shows? We've never seen a cultural moment quite like this before. For centuries, plagues have shut down public performances, but we didn't have the option to stay safely at home and watch the arts on our video screens. DSO President Kim Noltemy says devoted patrons are one thing, but a sign of how general audiences feel about returning may be clear after July 12th. Single tickets to the orchestra's fall season go on sale.
And I think that will be a very telling moment. That'll really indicate what kind of risks people are willing to take in the fall.
So, in all this, the art scene and its audiences are just warming up. I'm Jerome Weeks in Dallas.
This is the first story in a collaboration between KERA and the Dallas Morning News. You can watch video of Theater 3 preparing to return to the stage at artandseek.org and read an expanded version of this story there at dallasnews.com and in the print edition of the paper this weekend.